farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's edition of Calling Farmers, we share some tips that can help you to secure your crop and livestock. And later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how I eat so?
Kalaloo and fried dumpling.
Kalaloo? Where you get it from? You plant kalaloo?
No, me buy from me Chinese boy, in Peter.
Jeez, I'm P, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the kalaloo yesterday and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me kalaloo for $30 bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police 119, Crime Stop 311 or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit. Farmers and other stakeholders in the agriculture sector are being advised to take extra precaution in safeguarding crop and livestock. Head of the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit in the Agriculture Ministry, Deputy Superintendent of Police DSP Kevin Francis, is encouraging farmers to be on the lookout for unwelcomed visitors during the holiday season.
Whether it is Christmas time, party times, you will find a spike in the theft of animals, especially goats and pigs.
As you set out to protect life, investments and property during the Yuletide season, take note of the following tips. Create or update your current list of assets and personal items, including vehicles, farm tools and other implements, crop value and number of animals owned. A record of employees should also be kept and should include home address, next of kin, contact numbers and location information for the purpose of creating a personal file on each person. Ensure that special markings such as branding, tattoos, tags are placed on animals so they can be easily identified in the event of theft. Also keep a log of all animals and their special markings. This will also serve as an accountability measure for farmers who conduct daily checks and balances of their stock. Make regular checks and inspections on fences and gates so that the necessary repairs can be done promptly. No trespassing and beware of dog signs can be helpful and assist in maintaining privacy and safety. Ensure that your premises are properly lit, especially around the perimeter of farms and behind buildings. Trees or bushy areas must be properly maintained for clear visibility around the farm and to reduce the possibility of persons lurking in or around your premises. Where possible, install security cameras, video surveillance, and other monitoring systems to reduce and prevent incidents of farm theft. Detection devices such as motion sensors, tripwires, sensor lights, panic buttons, and cowbells are useful warning tools that can help to protect life and property. Having a dog around your farm is a type of alarm and early warning system that can help to secure your property. Ensure you have the contact details for your neighbors and community members. A Farm Watch program is recommended to encourage partnership at the community level among farmers, the police, and other stakeholders.
The Farm Watch is a program similar to that of the Neighborhood Watch system that is currently in place, where farmers come together and they try to encourage, try to look out, and try to have each other's backs in terms of watching the produce, preventing theft.
Request recommendation letters from reputable individuals who can speak to the character of farm workers prior to their employment. Request a police record during the vetting process for all potential employees. And know and document the numbers for your local police station to report farm theft or any emergency. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Fiesti. Translation, feisty, and this means bad-mannered and nasty, acting fresh. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.